This is the Happy Work Podcast, where we discuss all the things we can do to make our work, and with it, our life better.
I like to bridge between the different aspects which make us humans, because I believe that business and being in business and doing work is an essentially human affair. It doesn't just touch upon something in us that's professional, but it touches upon that which makes us human. And beautiful work, so the work that leaves us fulfilled and satisfied, that is the reflection of who we are, is that which takes all of our humanness into consideration, that is responsible for how we expand as human beings. There is and has always been a lot of talk about leadership, but there's one aspect of leadership that we very often leave out of the conversation, and that is trauma. Trauma is something that in psychology, in human development, and even when it comes to our own understanding of happiness, is almost always the big elephant in the room. We know that most of us, when we walk through our daily lives, we drag along a bag full of trauma. But what does that mean for the work we do, for the businesses that we build, for the understanding of work that we have, and most specifically for the leadership that we think we have or that we see in others? We have to first maybe define the word leadership so that it truly makes sense in a universally understandable and compassionate way. Because leadership is often mistaken, in my opinion, with just managerial skills. So a good manager maybe exhibits what we think are leadership skills. I think there is a clear line that we need to draw between the two. When you manage, then you manage. When you're a manager, you're here to manage that which is already set up. Oftentimes, managing something is about keeping something within the guardrails that have been set by leadership. But a true leader is one that can work with boundaries, is someone who really works with the human aspects of business doing, of value creation, of team building, of serving and offering value to the world. True leadership is something as essential to us as giving fruit is essential to a tree. It's an actual natural aspect to us. When someone is a good leader, it doesn't mean that they're great at spearheading an organization or a team or a family or a relationship. It's that they are great at providing space within which others who are part of the team can naturally grow and expand their own potential. So see, a leader is not someone who yells and screams and, you know, terrifies their teams and is really, really strong in their voice, strong in the push of the aspect of that of the work, but someone who's great at setting clear boundaries as of now, defining what the mission is that holds everybody together, and then hold space. A leader has to hold space within which people can then deploy their value, can develop their potential, and serve the common mission the best way possible. You know, there's a very clear analogy, or there's a comparison I can draw between good leadership and a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship is one that is built on unconditional love, where we see our partner for who they are and we allow them the space they need to grow and be who they are and unfold, even if it means that they might drop out of their relationship. It's the exact same thing with leadership. A great leader is not here to tie you down, to attach you to the team so you will never leave. On the contrary, a great leader is actually prepared with letting you go and having you see go once you're ready to go. Now, I also mentioned trauma at the beginning of this recording, and here's why. Trauma is what prevents us from true leadership, because trauma prevents us from unconditional love. When we have unconditional love in us, it means that we are free of trauma. It means that we have given ourselves mentally so much space as to be able to love unconditionally. We're not afraid that people will leave us, abandon us, turn away from us. We're not afraid of showing ourselves the way we are. We're not afraid of vulnerability. But when we have trauma, then of course we protect ourselves. We protect ourselves from being hurt, further. We protect ourselves from being exposed to any such drama in the future and even in the present. We do everything to cover our bases. I have to tell you, someone who does that cannot open themselves up to either a beautiful relationship or leadership. They are not here to help their people bloom and blossom and grow and expand. They're not here to support their own happiness, and therefore they're also not here to support other people's happiness. So a leader who still has trauma in them is by default not a leader. Best case, a great manager. Trauma, of course, is a very, very big topic on its own, because trauma is the psychological makeup, the framework we have that impedes our own mental freedom. So trauma is that obstacle that we nurture and entertain within our own mindset that prevents us from fully expanding ourselves as who we are. And that is a problem, because self-ownership, which is what creates beautiful, wonderful leaders, requires you to own yourself. But if you're owned by trauma, you don't own yourself. It's trauma that owns you, even though you are the one, and now please pay attention to this, you are the one that owns your own trauma. So in the end, yeah, it's still you who owns yourself, but via the mask of trauma. Trauma is, of course, a very complex issue that happens on many, many different levels. There's not just one kind of trauma in people. People hold different kinds of traumas, which all do the very same thing. They expose them to a sort of conditioning. When you are traumatized, either because you were exposed to something traumatic once, or because you were continuously exposed to a narrative that traumatized you, both aspects of trauma result in you believing a narrative to be true, something that's not verifiable in the present moment, but you nurture it enough so that it stays and remains a truth that you believe. And whatever you believe is true. Now imagine, over the course of a young adult, like when you hit your first real midlife crisis, maybe in your late 30s, early 40s, you already have amassed dozens of traumas in you. And some of them are just declinations of the same thing. Some of them are the same thing in different colors. So they really help cement and fortify each other because they're so similar and all play into the same corner. Now, of course, these traumas are so massive, so strong, that over time, they define your view on the world. And when your view on the world is defined in a very specific way, that trauma has actually become part of your identity. Now imagine, if your identity is partly traumatized, what you do is you bring that traumatized identity into the workplace. You bring it into your business. You bring it into the place where you work as an employee, as a partner, as a business owner. And now that trauma has free reign. It can now just go out there and wreak havoc. It can now impact the way your culture is developed. It can impact the way you develop your products and your services. It can impact the way you define your customer relationships, the way you define relationships in general. And then, of course, that boils down to you becoming less and less of a leader and you losing leadership over what you do and, you know, the work you do and the business that you own. So much so that slowly what you do and your own business falls into hands of that trauma. You don't even hold it in your own hands anymore. You hold it in your hands, but you have these gloves. You're wearing these gloves of trauma that separate you from the matter that you do. And that is huge. It is huge because you might think you're still in ownership of your business, but actually you speak through an intermediary of trauma. You speak through a middle man, a middle person that is that trauma. I actually love personifying trauma, not just because it helps you work through trauma, but it just visualizes exactly what is happening. And we talked about this on an earlier episode, I think it was last year, where we said that when it comes to your mind, it looks exactly like a big boardroom of a big corporation. You want, naturally, if it is your corporation, you want everybody in this boardroom to be on your side. You want everybody to be part of the same ownership, to be aligned with your vision, aligned with your mission, stand behind you, unified as one voice, because that makes decision-making and making of choices much easier, much more streamlined. When you have trauma in you, you actually have foreign instances sitting around that table with you. And now the decision-making becomes more difficult, because whenever there is something at hand, when there is a matter at hand, something you need to decide, something as small as what should you do as a Christmas event? Is there something specific you want to do? Is there like a client appreciation event you would like to launch? What is a great idea for that? Or would you like to maybe change your branding? Is there something in your marketing strategy you want to change? Well, now all these questions become part of this boardroom where you have traumatized foreign people, strangers, sitting and having a voice. And that, of course, impacts your leadership massively. So it's really strange to me that in modern times in business, we forget how our own psychological integrity in terms of trauma is so closely linked to leadership. We think we can send traumatized people to business school to be trained on leadership and become great leaders. Nothing could be further from the truth. If you are damaged goods, you will forward your damage into the organization and the work that you're a part of. And now you're going to taint the value you're going to bring into the world. It's a simple fact. It's nothing but logic. Something that's kind of summed up well in the saying, hurt people hurt people. When you hurt through trauma, you use a business to forward that trauma, to hurt other people. That's exactly what we see nowadays when we hear about these litigation cases, these class action suits against brands and big corporations. I always ask myself, how was leadership able to get away with it? How was leadership even considering to run with such an idea? How were they aligned with doing such a thing? And that boils down in the end to this aggregated level of trauma that all these so-called leaders bring into this corporate kitchen, where it then starts to become this festering, toxic scarcity momentum that, of course, invites very poor business practices. I want everybody to really pick up their leadership potential. I want everybody to be a leader, and everybody can be a leader, not just in their families, in their homes, but also in their businesses, at their workplaces. But the mental work of liberating yourself from trauma must stand at the beginning of any serious endeavor, of every serious journey towards happiness, must begin with this reconnecting with your former integrity free of trauma. Now, I know trauma work is intense and it takes time, and it is not something that you can just do in an afternoon or a weekend. It's continuous exploration of the self. It's continuously unburying the beautiful self that you have started to bury in all this rubble of trauma. But even just being able to see what's there, even just realizing what you've put on top of your potential, what that trauma consists of, will help you to spark that fire, that desire to be a person of integrity again, to be a true leader again. You will want to not be damaged goods anymore once you realize how much damage you are actually carrying along with yourself. It helps really to become conscious and aware of what you are carrying with yourself right now in order to get rid of all that baggage. And I will not get into the specifics of trauma work here because, for one, I think that is a very personal kind of work. And for another, that would, of course, break the scope of time we have. However, you're always welcome to reach out if you want pointers, if you want me to show you how you can get easily started on your path towards de-traumatizing yourself in terms of your work. I have handouts that I can give you. But for now, I just want you to reconnect with this picture of yourself as a traumatized person that is forwarding their trauma into their work and into the workplace and the people that you serve. Don't run away from that picture. Embrace it and understand that you cannot be two people at the same time. You cannot be a traumatized self and then an untraumatized perfect leader for others. That is bullshit. It's as much bullshit as the work-life balance is bullshit. We are one person. We don't have an imaginary boundary line within us or a knob or a switch we can just, you know, flip and then we become this untraumatized or that traumatized person. We have to do that work. We have to have integrity. And that's precisely what integrity means, to be whole. To be whole as a beautiful person means to shine in all your colors, but that also means to have access to your colors. And you only have access to your colors if nothing stands in the way of your colors. Because right now, trauma is actually sucking the colors out of you, making you a monochromatic person. It shows you in your grayscales when really you have all these shades of purple and blue and turquoise and teal and whatnot in you. All the things that your heart desires for you to bring into the world are being toned down by trauma, by conditioning stories. And these conditioning stories, they vary, of course. They spread all over the gamut of human life. They range from spirituality to religious aspects, how you view yourself, to how you understand relationships, to self-value issues, to financial aspects of your life, to how you see wealth and success. You have to ask yourself, what are all these many layered stories you hold within you that carry this trauma in you in a way that makes them almost seem palpable and legitimate? Because that's what they do. They try to look completely legitimate so you don't try to force them out. That's the specifics of trauma. Trauma likes to mask itself as a natural part of you. That's what makes them so hard to identify and to work with them and then let go. But for you to say that you are now wanting to become conscious of all the things, all the filters, all the blockages and all the handbrakes that you have invited into your life that holds you back from tapping into your potential so that you can become a great leader. Now, that is your right. No, it's not just your right. It's an obligation that you hold if you want to be happy and if you want to become a person that through their work forwards their happiness into other people's lives.